This is VOA News via remotes. Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 150 as rescue workers toil to clear up the devastation revealed by receding water and to prevent further damage. Police said on Saturday that more than 90 people are now known to have died in Western Germany's Ahrweiler County, one of the worst hit areas, and more casualties are feared. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has been sworn in for a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country. The May elections were described by the West and his opposition as illegitimate and a sham. In power since 2000, his re-election is a landslide and was never in doubt. Swearing-in ceremony Saturday was held at the presidential palace. It was attended by clergymen, members of the parliament, army officers, and more. The country is still devastated by the 10-year war and sliding deeper into worsening economic crisis. The UN estimates that more than 80% of Syrians live under the poverty line. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. That's according to the White House. The meeting, set for July 26th, comes as a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political and other levels. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn is reporting that a federal judge in the U.S. state of Texas has ruled in favor of states that sue to end the DACA program for young immigrants.
Texas and 8 other conservative majority states had sued to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was enacted during the Obama administration to shield young migrants from deportation. The states say the program was unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen has said it's up to Congress to pass legislation if the U.S. wants to protect DACA recipients.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Federal health officials have ordered the exemption of unaccompanied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. In an order issued Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a temporary exemption ordered in February from a total asylum ban issued in October. The Trump administration cited concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic to justify that order, but with COVID-19 vaccination rates climbing, the change suggests that the Biden administration is considering a gradual lifting of the asylum ban. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday said social media platforms like Facebook are killing people after the White House continued criticizing the company for allowing misinformation about coronavirus vaccines to be posted on its platform. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier criticized the company as well. Facebook did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. France will allow international travelers who have had AstraZeneca's Indian-manufactured vaccine into the country starting Sunday. At the same time, France is tightening border checks to control the spread of the Delta variant and protect hospitals, according to a statement from the Prime Minister Saturday. The move to accept visitors vaccinated with AstraZeneca's vaccine made by India's Serum Institute came after global outcry after the fact that the European Union's COVID-19 certificate only recognizes AstraZeneca vaccines manufactured in Europe. Leaders of the Asia-Pacific Trade Group, APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders, struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant of the virus, said they would encourage the voluntary transfer of vaccine production technologies on mutually agreed terms. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.